Esther Hicks speaking about the power of 68 seconds of pure thought.
People will say to us, I can't just quit my job and go sit on the beach and meditate, or I can't stop what I'm doing and just imagine I have children to feed or dishes to wash or things to do. And we say, we're not encouraging you to stop the action part of your life. We're encouraging that you act just a little bit less and that you envision just a little bit more. What we would like to say to you is that there is power in lining up energy, the likes of which in your action orientation you don't really know. When you find a thought and you hold that thought purely for as little as 17 seconds, now there's a lot of power in the word pure, because pure means a not contradicted thought. When you find a thought of something wanted and you hold that purely by imagining it, pretending it, remembering something like it, musing it, when you hold that thought for as little as 17 seconds, another thought of the same vibrational equivalent, because of law of attraction, joins it. And when those two thoughts come together, there is an explosion of energy. So, in order to give you an idea of the power of the thought, we would say to you that when that first 17 seconds joins, that there is an energy expansion that is equivalent to about 2,000 action hours. That's huge. When you cross the next 17-second mark, the expression of energy is 10 times the first. 20,000 action hours just by walking across that next mark. When you hold it for the third sequence of 17 seconds, another 10 times. Each time there is another 17 seconds of non-contradiction, the thought catapults into a whole new level. So that 68 seconds of pure thought has huge action consequences. You see, that's why we say one who's connected to Source is many, many, many times more powerful than one who is not, because there is no self-defeating that is going on, you see. Sometimes our friends will say, well, here I stand, while this is where I would rather stand. And then they say, oh, and Abraham has given us a process so that we can get from here to over here. I'm going to offer this visualization to get from here to over here. And what happens is, as you are offering any process to get from here to here, what happens is you're vibrating in both places. So you can't move from where you are. Nothing changes for you. So you can make much faster progress if you say, I'm offering this visualization not to get from here to over here, but I'm offering this visualization for the pleasure of the visualization. When you go to a movie, you don't say to your friends, I'm going to this movie because it's about things I want to live, and I think if I go watch the movie, I'll vibrate like the movie is vibrating, and then the universe will yield to me. Although that's not a bad way of approaching a movie. But you don't go to the movie with that intention. You go to the movie for the entertainment. You go to the movie for the distraction. And that's the way we want you to begin going to the visualization. Don't visualize to make something happen. Visualize for the pleasure of visualizing. You're just wanting to use any excuse in the world to let it in. To let it in, to let it in. The universe knows what you want. You just got to let it in.
You have been listening to Esther Hicks speaking about 68 seconds of pure thought on the Mystic Broadcast Network.